For my body, God, my body. Kanda chuchi tonge chide na derche loma gyurwa gansu da Ting diri tumbe chugi charbib ki sembar tuba tamche derche shi Namo lai ke dan ludan nu jenge drubum dadam iye ke namda Jowa kunge chage jizambar tamche kedu dhagi chudendu. Dizum sanje tamche ge ngowo rigda kinkur kyazu kyabda kajin tsumba mebe palden lama dambe shabgidul tima meba lagu rabdu dude kubicha seshin kyabsu chewo jingi labar zedu su. Minjige inge borane duzum sanje kunge ngowoni Ransim chukur ngosum tunzebe tsawe lame shabla kujasel Kange dala rigba labada dugi tenje menga jimbada Lapa sumda wangur chinlabe ngwege lama namla gujadze. Palden zave lama rinpoche dagi chivur peme tenshula. Kadin chenpo gone jesonde kusun tuki ngwedru tsaduso. Dada simjen tamje lo chuso drovar jenge labdo sul chulamdo drovar jenge labdo sul lam chuba sewar jenge labdo sul chulba ishe su charwar jenge labdo sul ってね、だっていいんだ。一段기나오디인다です。だんだで、동이바자고메디디디시시나짱소개세당이전부시월하기준주기난로라가리송요레세나당부아랑소똥바니세디곰고그레스송바똥바니곰고그레스김생가리레세나똥바니곰고에기김생가리레세나똥바니마곰바이나아니뭐불짐바슉침부지어레스아랑소레야무불전바슉침보디아니간델라때네빵구그랬잖아똥바니곰발라때네빵구그여래인디당보때네똥바니곰구그래송바래나디대시겹구여르다
In the way of the Bodhisattva, Shantideva says that we need to meditate on emptiness.And the reason we need to meditate on emptiness is because we grasp at things as real. And in order to give up our grasping to things as real, we need to meditate on emptiness.
Da? Nyenga ji yores, tongba ni gomdu nyenga.年가가리용교요래세나다똥바니디라곰곰용도차단똥바니래세용디채탈라룽에채배따와딱벌따와당채벌따와니요래다채탈라룽에기년가요래디인디다똥바니지양매지양매다차장가야요말에똥바니짱바래세디빼년가전부요래디인디디타지그래대요래양디갈리진양당부똥바니곰구요래당부똥바니마곰농우불전부빵두구요말에다매경매바채다짱발라내내디그래비스나디디그말에디빼년가전부요래
But there is danger in meditating on emptiness, because if we think that everything is just empty, then we will fall into the view of nihilism. Simply to think or to understand that emptiness means nothingness is very dangerous. And so this is one extreme.To fall into. So we do need first to meditate on emptiness in order to eliminate our grasping onto the reality of things. But if we fall into this view, then it becomes very dangerous.
Tadi chetadi, tongbani zimbe zimbadi, nyinga yore, tadi nyinga yobadi.나랑저주톱망부지송요래대낭시나랑저잡지도지창름부지양내양도송요래우부르짐바축당자와우미짐바대외장니룬세룹진사라하기룹진사라하기우부라댐버짐바디바축낭신레스축낭자와레스당우미도짐바디델레양국바레스룬세네름부지기디룽망부당기요래
To fall into this view of grasping at emptiness is very dangerous. And Kapche Trungpa Rinpoche often quotes from Saraha that grasping onto the reality of things is to be as stupid as an animal, as a cow. But grasping at emptiness is even stupider.
Yes. Yeah. 다 준주기 나올랄빼개첨부송요래고림간제스검구요래당부국바제국요래우미도진국요래이러와당부똥바니검구요래우미검구요래우부르진바도가야체도다양니기타니양갈리전에나고요래 ngumedu zimba dile kandese da gogu yorese na tendel gi tawala teni ngubo ngumi sedi kabala teni yungu yore ngumi sedi ngubo la teni ngumi ngumi la teni ngubo ta dingi chigla teni shaba mato ngubo da ngumi nika lo ranshingi tembar dubyo mare Ngipo da ngume la tende shabare. Indu tendil ki tawa la tene, tendil ki tawa yakbo je hako na, tene ngume le datu guyo re, ngume du zimba dile. Ngupo da ngume koranya chikla chik tene shakba jimado. Raba, indu tanda shanti dewa ki karisong yore se na, tendil ki tawa la tene, tene ngume du zimba le, ngarang tu datu gu re. Indu tendil ki tawa de pe ge chimbo.
This is explained and instructions are given in the way of the Bodhisattva that first we need to meditate on emptiness in order to eliminate our grasping at the reality of things. But then this needs to further be purified through understanding the view of interdependence, and this is the explanation of reality and non-reality, or the true existence and of things and non-true existence of things being interdependent or dependent on each other. And so if we understand this, then this will purify our grasping at reality.
Grasping reality mare ngume du zimbale datu kures
ngume du zimbale
badele o tende ki tawala tene ngume du zimbale datu kures
so through the view of interdependence we purify our grasping at the non-existence of things yes
yeah okay so this is that thank you
So there's a quote now from The Way of the Bodhisattva that I will try to give you on the fly here. Meditation on emptiness. No, de meditation mare.
Gompa. Meditation is wonderful. Yeah, take it. Gompa. Yeah.
It's not really okay. Of course, okay.
good.
Tony Baksha Gompa ni.
Ngepa
Baksha.
Bongyurshing.
Bongyurshing. Chiang ni.
Meche Bongme ni. Gompe ni. Gompa diang. Diang chine pangre. Jiangmei se nihilism ro.
Okay, so we meditate on emptiness in order to, or by meditating on emptiness, we give up our habit of grasping at reality, and then. Through meditating on emptiness,
Chiang Mei
di di di
di Chiang Mei di di Chiang Tendril ki tawala tin da pangres.
Okay, so then the belief in nothing is later eliminated by meditation on interdependence.
Perfect.
I should probably try to say that again. Is that clear?
No, you can have
Did that come out okay?
Two times more. Okay. Three times. Yeah.
By the time I got to the end, I had forgotten
now
the
it's good.
Meditation on emptiness will allow us to abandon grasping at the reality of things. and the belief in emptiness as nothing will later be is subsequently eliminated by understanding or meditating on interdependence.
One more, please. It's very good to hear in English.
Meditation on emptiness will eliminate the habit of grasping at reality. A belief in nothingness is subsequently eliminated through an understanding of interdependence.
Thank you. Okay. So this is how we approach that Mahamudra. You understand? Mahamudra, how first we have to, yeah, of course. So therefore, it is danger, but we have no choice. This is approach, how we, approach to practice Mahamudra. So it is very good that we know something. We say, taking quote from Shantideva, which is in chapter 9, very beginning. Not very beginning, but after several, two or three stanza, then it's coming, how we to meditate on emptiness, right? So there's a danger sometimes, but through the understanding of interdependent, is really, it will allow us free from two kind of extreme, nihilism and eternalism, right? So therefore, a lot of benefit, that view. So therefore, today is, if we have that understanding, then very easy to approach here, short way, the Mahamudra introduction. Lasso, we have met Guru Yoga, so definitely. And then can you focus on Tibetan? Okay, thank you so much. Yesterday, we analytical meditation of Pandita is completed. So, in order to get ultimate realization, also, we have to have kind of amount of devotion. It play a lot of role. The devotion is extreme,
big role
for really. So devotion is not only for person. Devotion is all about your faith and devotion in true nature. That's also part of devotion. So, actually, the teaching of teaching of emptiness is very secret, really. Sacred. It's not easy. I mean, we cannot allow to give everyone that all that's about the teaching of emptiness. And the Chandrakriti, in his Umajubha.
Introduction to the Middle Way.
He really care about, we cannot teach for everyone. We have to give some, test. Those who can receive the teaching. So he says some sign. Then if you have that sign, then you can receive or you can teach. Even ordinary being, when they hear about interdependent or emptiness, when they hear about the emptiness and the sign that you are ability to receive that teaching means immediately you all hear, you are here.
Stands on
Stand on. Stand on in. Yeah. Stand on in.
Stands on end.
End.
Stands end.
End. End. Yeah.
End.
Yeah. And then tear comes. So so kiwi dunang tongba ni dune nang du rap du kawa yang du jung. Rap du kawa le jung chime mik len xing lui gi babu tangwar gyurba kanyin ba de la zogbe sanji loyi sabon yu dingi ngewar dunbi nuyini dingi no de la dambi dungi denba denbar cha. So that's the definition that student, the capability to receive this kind of teaching. The sign is when you hear about emptiness, you are all here. Up, come up, stand up, and yeah. And in the mind, a lot of joy is there. And then the sign of joy, your tear come just naturally coming. Shared your tears. So if you have that kind of sign, then you have capability to receive the teaching of profoundest of the profound, like this here, the emptiness. So the devotion is not only for person, devotion for your own realization, and then that makes you really extraordinary practitioner or extraordinary person, like that, right? So the devotion is extremely important for, yeah, this, especially this practice. Mm-hmm. So now today I'm reading this. We did really great guru yoga, so I hope again we can get something benefit. Can you explain the page?
So we are on page 225 in the middle, the main part of the practice.
You get it? Good. You get it? Good. The second part, the first one is analytical meditation, which means with the duality and with analyze. You know, we just analyze. So that is has to do with the duality. And here, direct perception is with non-duality now. This is the main. So even now, we can practice with the Mahamudra, which means non-duality. Then we can get the true nature, right? Understanding of true nature with non-duality. Today my English is not very good. Yakudwe, getting okay?
Okay.
I have to drink tea, strong tea. Sometimes my guru yoga not enough. Yes, it's all about really. Mahamudra is working with our emotion. Some emotion beautiful, still we have to work with that. That beautiful will cause a lot of problem, right? That moment, we want that, very happy. But if you desire, if you're grasping that emotion, then it will give us problem. Then unpleasant emotion, we don't want. Immediately, we rid of that, right? Rid of it. Immediately, yeah. So the Mahamudra is all about accepting pleasant, unpleasant. Everything, just accepting. Let it go, let it come, naturally. Yeah, so therefore, once you get it, your life will be more flexible, more easy, happy, like that. Those practitioners, they have nothing, but they're very happy, like that. really. If you have not practiced enough, then you have everything. But your mind is empty. You want more and more and more and more like that. Then one day, you have nothing. When we came this planet, we came naked. Small baby. When we die, also same thing. We cannot carry even one sui. I mean needle. So that is, we have to know that now, from now on, right? Yeah. Okay. The second part, the step of the teaching on the main part of the practice, the resting meditation of a kusulu, is presented under 2 points. Kusulu means yogi. Yeah. Kusulu, yogi, they're very simple life. Those who are just a simple life. So, if the Milarepa is come to man, Portland man, we will think he's homeless. So we will, yeah, you know. So nobody listen to him because he is homeless like that. It's kind of kusulus are like that. They don't have any proper house, proper shelter. Kusulu, so naljorpa, like that. But their view is very high. They are very happy person, like that. Okay, kusulu is like that, homeless. Yeah. Kusulu is presented under 2 points, pointing out the nature of body, speech, and mind by means of the instructions in resolving. Yeah. Pointing out dualistic mind and awareness. Okay, here we have to know really, distinguish between what is Rigpa, awareness, and what is Marigpa, which is ignorance. We have to know that. And if we don't know that, how to distinguish what is Rigpa, what is ignorant, then we will wander in samsara. You know, we don't know how to distinguish between. So here is really important now, from today. What is Rigpa? What is ignorant? You can get Rigpa within Marigpa, ignorant. That is tricky, right? Marigpa, you can get Rigpa within Marigpa, ignorant. The nature of ignorant, also Dharmakaya is Rigpa, Dharmakaya. Nature of thought is Dharma. This is really helpful. The nature of thought is Dharmakaya, as it taught, right, Mahamudra. Nature of Marigpa is Rigpa again. Nature of ignorant is awareness. Yeah. Nature of anger is also awareness. Nature of desire is awareness. So Rinpoche has expressed that when you look at Mahakala's face, looks scary, but you look at peace, look at it carefully, slow, I mean, rest there, then you can find peace. Within anger, face, find peace. Right? Yeah. So, within anger, there is a Rigpa. So don't get, if you are really good practitioner of Mahamudra, don't get a mess, I mean, when anger come to you, anger occur, you know, arise. The important is you have to know how to deal with that. Yeah. Anger, doubt, desire, everything. If you know how to deal with that, and then immediately, we can transform into medicine. So Mahamudra sometimes, so that one medicine, transform even poison into medicine, like that. Yeah, so that anger is actually kind of poison. And if you find the nature of anger, you can relax on that. That anger will transform into loving kindness. Yeah. Nature of desire is allow us loss of destruction, but look at desire. Yeah. Then you cannot find any essence, entity that truly exists. Everything is naturally emptiness. Through the emptiness, it appears everything like that. So here, distinguish pointing out dualistic mind and awareness one by one by means of the instruction in distinguishing. Yeah. Okay, here is talking about how our body should be like that. Keep your body straight, refrain from talking, open your mouth slightly, like little bit Dzogchen, not Mahamudra. Mahamudra we have to close. Yeah, you all know. It's a little bit like that, open. Slightly, and let the breath flow naturally. Yeah, this is also a problem. Sometimes when we relax, then we try to, you know, make some shorter or longer breathing. So, but flow naturally. Yeah, it's just like yoga, right? Flow naturally. Don't pursue the past. Yeah. So this is here, really, the instruction he give us. This I really surprised how they give. Actually, this is cannot express the true realization. It cannot beyond, you know, word. Therefore, very difficult to express. But they give us, you know, like showing. I mean, in Bhutan, in the field, they need water. So they make it like this, digging. And then if you, how called?
Irrigation.
Ditch. Then if you block here, then this side, then water has no way. Just go that way, right? So this is kind of tricky, how we get meditation of Mahamudra. So do not think chasing past. Do not anticipate, right? Planning. I like anticipate is better, chaji. So future. Then there's no way. Then just there, right? It's like water making to here and here, like that. It's very good method to use how we get that meditation. So here, don't pursue the past and don't invite the future. Or anticipate the future. Simply rest naturally, indirectly, nakedly, ordinary mind of the immediate present without trying to correct. You get it? When you are doing meditation, then the anger is there, then relax on the anger. Don't try to, you know, oh, this is anger, I don't want to stop fast. Then I want to make devotion or compassion or something. Not like that. Even anger, then no problem. Desire, no problem. Just relax on the present moment. Then anger will, underline of anger, there is kindness actually. You see, really, this is sign. I'm not saying directly the anger, underline of anger, there is loving kindness. We can infer through reason. You see, sometimes we hate others too much. When hate is gone, we love more that person. Like that.
You mean this is underline of anger, there is a love. Yeah. So this is the point here. Yeah. Without trying to correct it or replace it. If you rest like that, your mind essence is clear. Even anger, you relax on anger, that mind is clear. And expansive, vivid and naked, without any concern about thought or recollection. Joy or pain, you can any thought, just relax on that. Joy or pain. That is awareness. So Rigpa, you get it? And that is kind of not. If you think, oh, that is a Rigpa, then again you are distracting again. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, now I'm having Rigpa. Mm-hmm. Then not like that. Mm-hmm. It's like how you say. The best analogy, they use like in Karmakaji's song, the Guru, like a. The mute person, when he tests the candy, right? He feels that, but he doesn't know the name and like that. He cannot describe, but he can feel that, right? So Rigpa is like that. When you relax on anger, relax on pride, desire, relax on compassion, all, any, you don't have to reject it. Don't have to adopt it, another fancy. Just aware. And then little bit open eye. It is very benefits because the Longchenpa and some Longchenpa and great master and previous Dengu Kenzi Rinpoche also, he expressed little bit open eye. And then the heart heart center connect with eye, and then disconnect with our center channel, and then it will give you awareness. For my experience, when I doing meditation, a little bit open eye is better. Don't have to gazing, but here is a little bit, Dzogchen is gazing, but like this. And here, like when I, during the meditation of Rigpa, you can see, you can hear. At that moment, for the beginner, they think, oh, I'm getting distracted. You are not getting distracted that time. Yeah, and you will not bind for this. We see, you hear, it's fine. How you get distracted, I have to tell you. How you get distracted is, oh, you see here. Oh, this is Steve. Now, name, and then giving. When you engage with the definition and name, designation, then you get distracted. Just appearance, appear to our five senses, right? You are okay. The sound is okay. When you hear sound, you are not getting distracted. Oh, that is from refrigerator, that sounds from airplane, or is this nice or, pleasant or unpleasant sound, then you get distracted. Yeah. So, for the Mahamudra meditator, you have to keep openness, all five senses. Therefore, when Naropa received from this kind of instruction from Telopa. So Telopa taught Naropa, oh, my son, appearance will not bind you in samsara, and attachment or desire will bind you in samsara. 부 나위 미징 셴베징 셴바 최직 나로빠. This is important. Can you translate?
It's not appearances that bind you. It's clinging that binds you. Cut your clinging, Naropa.
Yeah. See everything. Not chasing the designation, name, what like. So you see, you hear everything. Without designation, what? Without designation, when you see everything, when you hear everything, that is exactly luminosity. Luminosity, yeah, we're talking about, get it? Selva. Luminosity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get it? Yeah. If you rest like that, your mind essence is clear and expansive, vivid and naked, without any concern about thought or recollection, joy or pain. That awareness we call Rigpa. Awareness, Rigpa. At the same time, there is no thought of sight and sound are out there. Yeah, out there. Everything appear unceasingly. If you block those appearance, then you are wrong again. So here, I have one thing to, would like to share you. When I was young, we have one monk, and he did some meditation, really. But that is, we called Jigdenpa Sande, mundane something, shamatha. So he can do meditation, he can block all his senses. And if we try something, put needle, it's pain, yeah? When you're doing meditation, pain, he doesn't feel that. He can block those five senses. Some people, they have ability. So this one is mundane shamatha. So that will not lead you ultimate liberation. So therefore, it's very aware. And then you can see, you know, openness is important, your five senses. So sometimes people like to close their eye, then they think their meditation is better. But you cannot block your air. You cannot block your nose. Your smell is there, sound is there. Somehow you can, if you know how, you know. So eye doesn't work. So better open, because it connected directly, give you a rise, your rigpa, develop more rigpa. Yeah. Yeah, Rigpa, at the same time, there's no thought of sight and sounds are out there. Everything appears unceasingly. There is also no thought of the perceiver. The sixth type of consciousness is talking about dualistic, right? Perceive and perceiver. Yeah, appearance and apprehension. There's no free from that duality. So the sixth type of consciousness is within, clear and non-conceptual. Naked awareness is unceasing. So many masters, they express that actually Mahamudra is too simple. People don't believe that. They want something fancy. Therefore, they get distracted. Right? So therefore, we want something fancy. Actually, this is amazing. Not chasing the past, not anticipating the future. Relax on now. And that moment is very short. You have to know that. Then again, you get distracted. You think you are there, but not. Then we have to do over and over. Mm-hmm. Well, in the state your body is left to itself without fabrication, free and easy. That's the body of all the victorious one. That's the essence of creation stage, you see. Without fabricating any thoughts, relax on presence, not chasing past, not anticipating future. And if you relax on the moment, very moment, and then that time your body is actually the best creation. Your body is the, like he mentioned that, the ultimate creation stage. Roa? Kerim.
Yeah.
Creation?
Creation stage.
Yeah, creation stage, yeah. And then here, the second one, I would like to share you, you know, how we, I mean, practice and without a duality mind, that we can recite mantra, try that. But now is for the beginner, for myself, of course, including myself, easy to recite mantra without duality, non-duality. But later you can speak, this he says, and without non-duality, you can speak normally, as a normal. Then that will lead, that is amazing speech, he's, you know, like that. So here. Your speech is free from fabrication without effort to track down the root of sound, but simply expressing directly and openly whatever comes to mind. Just say it directly, not, I want to see this person, I want to see this will working or working with him or not. Then this is kind of duality, right? So just speak out what come up without fabrication, right? And this is quite difficult for normal speaking, communication, but mantra, try to mantra. Recite mantra, and then later you can say, you know, the great master, they are saying like that really, it's a really good practitioner, then they can speak like all their daily life. They can communicate with non-duality, they can speak. There's no any secret, sacred. Openness, just openness. Without effort to track down the root of sound, but simply expressing directly and openly whatever comes to mind. It is all pervasive from the very moment of being heard. Non-arising, empty resounding, yeah. That's the speech of all the victorious one, all the Buddha's speech is like that. Yeah, but we can do mantra with non-duality. Om Aum Basakur Bhima Siddhiho Om Mani. Whatever comes without fabrication. When you rest your mind in unfabricated naturalness, no matter what thoughts may arise, good or evil, happy or sad, the mind essence, which is free from concern about joy or sorrow, is clear and empty, naked and awake. This mind essence is the nature of all sentient being. So all sentient being, Buddha nature, they all have Buddha nature. So therefore, you see, same. This mind essence is nature of all sentient being. The realization of the Buddhas of the three times. The essence of the 84,000 Dharma doors and the heart of the glorious master, the supreme guide, it is the transcendent knowledge of the second set of teaching. So the Buddha gave three times teaching, Ka Barba, actually middle teaching. why he stand second. Shirchin. Shirchin. Kabarware. Shirchin. Oh, Shirchin, yeah. It's he taught vulture pig, Jagupungburi. So the second teaching. First teaching he taught, he gave in Varanasi. And third teaching is Vaishali in Patna. So you see, this Mahamudra teaching is essence teaching of second time teaching, ka barba, right? Second teaching, right?
Nipa.
Nika.
Mm-hmm. Nika, second set.
And third. Yeah.
Kolotama.
Kolotama, yeah. Essence of the 84,000 Dharma door and the heart of the glorious master, the supreme guide. It is the transcendent knowledge of the second set of teaching and the sugata essence. Yeah, devarship ningbo. Essence, sugata means Buddha nature. Of the last turning of the wheel of the Dharma. So this teaching, not only Prajna, essence of Prajna Paramita teaching, is essence of Buddha nature teaching. Buddha that he gave very last. Mm-hmm. According to the general system of mantra is the called continuity of ground. System of mantra is the called is gu,
shigyu.
Yeah. So actually, we say sometimes Vajrayana, sometimes Mantrayana, sometimes Tantrayana, right? The different name. And actually, mantra means mind protect. Tantra means body protect, protection of body, protection of mind. Tantra, mantra. If you recite mantra without getting distracted, then your mind is protected, right? So here, and then another way to express the Vajrayana teaching is shigyu, means
continuity of ground.
Yeah, continuity of ground, because the Buddha and Bodhisattva and sentient being, the nature is same. So there's just continue, never change, tell Buddha. So therefore, continuity of ground. Get it? Our essence is never changed. The Buddha, Bodhisattva, sentient being. So that continuity of ground. Therefore, the meaning is the Vajrayana teaching. Continuity of ground, the spontaneously present mandala of the innate nature, yeah. According to the Anuttara Tantra, it is called Guhya Samaja, Samadhyuba, and Chakra Sambhara, and Kala Chakra, and so forth, right? Essence is same. They are pointing out true nature, the Buddha nature. Chakra Sambhara, also Buddha nature. Kala Chakra, also pointing out Buddha nature. And in the teaching of Prajnaparamita, also pointing out Buddha nature, is same. Yeah. As for the three inner tantras, according to Mahayoga, is great Dharmakaya of exaltation kalaur. Pakpa. 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 Yeah, good. Exalted inseparability of the two truths, according to Anu Yoga, then it is taking all the court, you know, you get it? Or actually pointing out the same. Right? Some people live 13th floor, some people live 2nd floor, some people live 3rd floor, all pointing out the moon is same. This is kind of idea. You get it? They are pointing out same object like that. This is the idea. Mm-hmm. Three inner tantras, according to Mahayoga, it is the great Dharmakaya of the exalted inseparability of the two truth. According to Anu Yoga, it is the basic mandala of bodhicitta of the of the Son of Great Bliss, Se Devarshikpin Nyingpo. Se Devarshikpin Yeah. According to Adi Yoga, it is the great perfection of awareness and emptiness. All this renowned expression point a finger at the mind essence itself. From the 13th floor, from the first floor, everything is pointing out the same. Pointing out itself and nothing else. Itself and nothing else. This point is also presented in the Gelug school. Gelug school, this Tsongkhapa, as stated by the great Lord Tsongkhapa. In Tibetan, Nangwa Tenjung, Lua Mebada, Tongba Kelen Dewe Kowani, Jisi Sosor Nangwa Tisidu, Dadung Tube Kondun Tokbame, Namshik Rejo Meba, Chichardu, Nishi Yulki Tsindang, Rebe. That's the Tsongkhapa's in Tibetan. So now it's a very good translating. Appearance, the unfailing, you see, it's very important. It's talking about dependent origination, unfailing, right? Unfailing means if you do good virtues, the result is unfailing. You will be very happy life. If non-virtuous, result is not so happy, not pleasant. It's unfailing. So we have to know that. So that will save us nihilism and eternal nihilism. The view of interdependence is everything for Gelug tradition. Gelug said, Tsongkhapa's teaching. So appearance, the unfailing dependent origination, and emptiness, understanding beyond statement, beyond express, right? That is emptiness.
Expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Statements. As long as these two seems to be separate, then you are still have to work a lot, put effort. So you have still not realize the intent of Shakyamuni. Yeah. When all at once and without alternation, your conviction and your notion of an object fall apart, that is the moment of having completed the analysis of the view. Yeah. So Tsongkhapa also pointing same moon. And now here, Lord of Dharma, Drakpa Gyaltsen has said, this is Satchapa. When you have clinging, it is not the view. You see, this really, when you think, oh, I have right view, that kind of clinging you have, then you have no right view. So this is, he gave four key, actually. I love it, you know. It's very easy to get distinguished between like that. He say the distinction between practitioner and non-practitioner. Practitioner and non-practitioner. You can say non?
Yes.
Okay. Distinction between practitioner and non-practitioner is very simple. If you have desire for this life, so if you have desire for this life, luxury kind of, you have desire for luxury things, then you have to know you are not great practitioner. And then he also gave a key point again. So both distinction between bodhicitta and bodhisattva and non-bodhisattva is bodhicitta. If you have self-important, think, oh, I'm very important than others, that kind of that idea you have, then you are not bodhisattva. You have to walk furthermore. You have to eliminate that self-important. Right? The same teaching is there. Dagdun la shena changzimin. Tse di la shena chub, okay. tsedile chene cheba min. Oh yeah, korwala chene nginjung min. And then, oh, I have great renunciation. You might think, oh, I have renunciation. Then he taught that if you have desire for korwa, samsara, korwa, yeah, then you are not, you don't have renunciation, right? So this is the, and then last, this one, dzimba jungna tawa min. So that if you have clinging for anyone, your view, then you have not right view. Right view should be free from clinging, that you have right view, right? You see? Yeah. So therefore some great master says, oh, sometimes we are so we know a little bit, then our price will arise like a mountain. Actually, there's no reason to have that pride, because we know nothing compared to others, really. Then here, right? We have pride now, because we're not attained Buddhahood. We're not attained free from attachment, free from desire. Therefore, sometimes we learn a little bit, the pride is there. Therefore, when we're doing prostration, right? This is we working with our pride and ego. Yeah. Now here, when we fully awaken like a Buddha, then there's a reason to be pride. But when you fully awaken, then there's no pride again. So samsara is really, we are really kind of, yeah, you know. When there is a reason to be pride, that time no pride. Totally free from pride. When there's no reason to be pride, oh, we have a lot of pride. You see? When you have clinging, it is not the view, right view. Yes, you have to still work on that. Try to be free from clinging. The Dharma master of the Sakya school regard their view of the undivided samsara and nirvana. So we call it Korde Ermeki Tawa. So Sakyapa, based on their view, is undivided samsara and nirvana. So our Kagyu also, most identical, same. Nature of thought is Dharmakaya as is thought. Nothing whatsoever, it arises everything. To this meditator for whom all arises unceasingly play, right? Grant your blessing that I realize samsara and nirvana, undivided. You see? If tell you have division in between samsara and nirvana, then there's a clinging. And there's, right?
As long as
you have, yeah, division. Yeah. Get it? Then there's a clinging. When you have clinging, you have not right view. So therefore, undivided samsara and nirvana to be non-fixation. Moreover, according to the matchless Kagyupa master of glorious Rangjung Dorje. Do I read it funny way? Matchless, right? Is it funny? Matchless. Good, I like it. Kagyupa master's glorious Rangjung Dorje proclaimed, everything is tamche denmin junmin de, that is in distinguish between consciousness and wisdom. So it's there. Tamche denmin junmin de. So everything is not true, not false. Like a moon in water, you see. This is good analogy. Not false. Yeah. Not truth. Yeah. like a moon in water, say the wise. This ordinary mind itself is Dharma expanse, the victorious essence, or Buddha nature. Same. Thus, the luminous Mahamudra is also non-fixation. It is said that all the learned and accomplished master of India and Tibet had the same realization, and in Mahamudra sometimes the approach to realization gradually, like one test, kind of like that, same test, one test, rojik, yeah. And Tibet had the same realization, and there is not a single master who claims that the realization of the main part of practice is anything other than non-fixation. Yeah. That is the meaning of you should understand yourself and what you should point out to others. Yeah. You understand first yourself and you should point out for others. This completed the section that I indicate that your body, speech, and mind are the body, speech, and mind of victorious one. If you have that understanding, then you remember all our conduct of body, speech, mind led by wisdom, end up by wisdom. Same thing, if you have that. Complete then that indicate that your body, speech, and mind are the body, speech, and mind of the victorious one. It has the same meaning as in the verses by the great master of Udayana, is Padmasambhava, beginning with, do this towards all that you see, and so forth. Rebe. Yeah. It is very important. Maybe I jump? Mm-hmm. I jump maybe. Okay. The main part of practice, anything other nonsense? Udayana, beginning with, do this towards all that you see. That, okay. Mm-hmm. And so forth. Yeah, that's it. It is very important to distinguish the difference between mind is same, Tibetan, and awareness, Rigpa, the great omniscient, once said, the big oxen pretending to know Adi nowadays. He's pretending to know Adi Yoga, but he doesn't know how to distinguish between Rigpa and awareness, right? So, yeah, the big oxen pretending to know Adi nowadays, claim that discursive thinking is awakened mind. Such ignorant people in their realm of drunkenness are far away. Those people are far away from the meaning of the natural great perfection. If you fail to distinguish between mind and awareness, you may engage in conduct that confuse cause and result and thus turn away from the path in which view and conduct are united. When experiencing the continuity of undistracted naturalness, awareness is free from a reference point like a sky without even a speak of joy or sorrow, hope or fear, benefit or harm, whether you meet with positive or negative condition, the character of dualistic mind is evident. The moment you get slightly distracted and encounter same other condition and you feel joy or sorrow, having giving rise to joy or sorrow, you will accumulate karmic action. Oh, I want to stop here. Okay, then. Good, this one. Okay, that's this. For example, mind is like a cloud gathering in the sky. Therefore, you must gain stability in awareness, rigpa, which is like a cloudless sky. You must be able to purify the aspect of mind that is like the cloud in the sky. Through this, you will be able to separate mind and awareness. Through this, you will be able to separate mind and awareness. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One about this, and one about Kanchu Chinmin.
Mm-hmm.
In the instructions about resting the mind
mm-hmm.
on whatever arises,
mm-hmm.
so that could be kleshas, that could be whatever arises.
Mm-hmm.
Is to me resting it on dullness
mm-hmm.
seems harder than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if it's dullness or sloth or kind of tiredness, it seems like Marikpa itself. And I was wondering if you have any advice.
Good. Okay, Haku Jakbuji Gyuroji. Yes. Re. Yeah, that's good then, I understand. Then many masters, they use water, sprung, how you say, shooting the door, and sometimes go a little bit walking. And if you have that dullness, then you have to do something that's good. So some master, they keep water. And then you open your eye, a little bit helpful when you open your eye. If you close your eye, then 5 minutes, very good, then 10 minutes, then dullness is there. Then therefore you ruin all your session sometimes. I usually say that those people, they come to meditate in order to relieve stress. Then okay. Little bit dullness, wonderful. But for Mahamudra meditator, is something we have to liberate from samsara. Then that is not good. Therefore, dullness is very dangerous. Therefore, the master say, do short and again and over and over. Do short and over and over. And there is two problem for meditation. One is agitation. Too much coffee, then agitation is there, like that. Just joking. agitation is, too much bright, again, thinking other. Then, that time, that's very helpful to try to arise devotion. Yeah, recalling Buddha's quality, recalling your guru's quality for the agitation. And then for the dullness, they say if you don't want to totally go to washroom or clean, then you can think that fault of samsara, scary samsara. You can wake up, they say like that. Then sleepy, then water. And then sometimes, this is very good. Breathing is less in your house than what? Lungru cell means purify that cold wind. Your balloon, and then a little bit shaking. This pen, too. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I was kind of. I guess I have two questions. One was probably quicker than the other. When you had mentioned earlier the Kagyu have emphasis on distinction between the consciousness and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same that subsequently we talk about mind and
consciousness?
Mind and consciousness.
Namshi Shijeba.
Yeah, consciousness and wisdom.
Wisdom is a Tathagarma Rangjung Dorje's teaching. You are having this book now?
Yes.
No, another one
another
is
one.
There.
Okay. Good. It's the same as Sem and
Rigpa. Sem Rigpa is very detailed. Yeah, in Tathagarma Rangjung Dorje's, and he give two short ones. One is a Buddha nature, one is distinguished between wisdom and consciousness. It's very clear. And another question? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was that would seem when you were saying about sort of applying antidotes to dullness or meditation,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
would seem a lot like trying to replace what is there.
Yeah. Not try to replace
okay.
or the true nature, but we just the being, liberating from dullness.
Okay.
This is the method. And then when you come, not Buddha's quality, recalling Buddha's quality, then for the agitation, and then for dullness, and the fault of samsara, fault of, and then, you will not, kind of, and then you're recalling that, then you will awake. And then, again, focus on your continue. Okay, thank you.